Hey, podcasters, was that all being recorded, everything we talked about then?
The Khloe Kardashian placenta stuff.
And the Tom Cruise.
The Tom Cruise echograph stuff.
Welcome to today's podcast. Hughesy was on. It was fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
Kids did you. I'm the top dog in the house.
Oh, that was great hearing that audio.
Oh, guys, I've checked
your
out.
Your kids love you. Are you okay over there, Dom? I told a great story about the Titanic. Don't know whether you heard that. You love it.
I didn't hear
Tune
you
in.
Tell the story about the Titanic.
No, I didn't freaking hear it either, just quietly. Tried
because
to,
I
lined
sabotage
up.
You.
I had one item in today's show. One. I'm just looking at the rundown now.
No one's stopping you from bringing content, mate. You show up with donuts.
Hey, screw you. I sent an email last night with two items on it. Maybe even three.
Let me check the email.
And not one of them was Titanic.
Can I check
So I have a surplus of material.
Who did you send it to, mate?
Tomorrow we're going to have a denier.
I sent it to everyone. Everyone was on that email. Did you get it, Jack? Jack got it. Did you get it, Max? Mac got it.
I didn't get it.
Yep. How about our boss over there? Jace, did you get my email? He's nodding over there.
Okay.
Goggs is nodding. Luke, are you nodding? Yep, Luke's nodding.
I've got What's Your Superstition?
Mm-hmm. Great story.
Okay.
Comes from a real life story that happened to us.
Let's put that in.
No. It's bigger than that.
No, it's not. And what have you done to piss your housemates off? What have you done to housemates who piss you off?
Mm-hmm. A friend got another great. Yep.
Yeah,
so you should read your emails.
Doll.
Maybe get on board with some.
Bring some better material.
No, I like the housemates one because it's a nightmare when you got to live with a million people.
Oh, great. Why would I pitch stories if I can't tell them?
Why?
I just feel like you missed it. I watched a great video of your daughters putting on concerts for you, and I feel like that's an obvious break.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, you know, you're a professional. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job.
Okay.
Oh.
I feel like we're really getting somewhere here.
Okay, can we put in Grant's daughters put on endless concerts for him?
Oh, so I don't
it's
even,
hilarious.
We'll put in what M thinks is great from my life.
Well, 15 years of broadcasting, mate. Numbers don't lie.
It's like everyone's learning together.
This is still a podcast intro, guys. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. The air conditioning is set to nipples cutting glass, so I'm in a Kathmandu jacket, guys, in the middle of summer.
In a puffer.
Yeah, if I walk past your car, I'll key it.
That's high risk.
Thank you.
Cut the glass in those windows here behind you.
Denya's in denim, guys.
Yeah, denim.
Denya. Double denim Denya.
That's right. There's only one way to roll, team. That full gangster style.
Sounds like a good radio idea.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Double denya. I've been flicking through the reaction to yesterday's billboard, and let's just say it's not that positive.
Okay, so there was a giant billboard of you half nude as a sexy cowboy for your wife's anniversary gift.
That's correct.
I would say responses have been mixed.
I would say mixed as well.
I like
mixed is a nice way of saying it.
Someone thought I looked like the Milky Bar kid, unfortunately very true.
Up on our Facebook page now, Today FM Breakfast, is your wife's reaction to the photos. The full photos in all their glory, the making of video. I mean, you can really go through the motions with this. It is fantastic.
Let's just have a quick look at a recent comment. Here we go. meme of a man throwing up outside of a car.
There's one here that goes, oh, is this from a new TV show, Farmer Needs Some Pants?
Oh, good.
Nice.
Good. I love Farmer Needs Some Pants. I'd watch that show. As long as I never get pants.
No pants.
Hey,
you.
We've got a big show today.
Yes, we do. Jackie Lambie.
Oh, my God, I'm very excited about Jackie Lambie.
Former Scots person, that's why she got booted from the Senate. And now,
Are you still going to intro her as that?
Oh, absolutely I am.
Great.
Former foreigner.
Great.
And, Jackie Lambie's on today. We are going to talk some Married at First Sight. Was it cheating? Was it not cheating? What Dean's been doing?
There's a geriatric virgin.
Yes, according to his sister. Mm. And one of them, NASA... Not the space agency, M.
No.
The confusion we had off there earlier. He said something yesterday. I just couldn't believe it. I said, Tiff, did you hear that? She said, yes, I did. I said, I don't know about this bloke. She said, he's a loser.
Tiff Hall. She Tiff never XO. Says that. No, she doesn't.
She does finds not the like best in everyone. So that's a big call.
She married cavalier.
Well, except for that bit.
Long-term project. And Dave Hughes is in today.
Yay.
Goodness knows what his TV show's called. It is actually wrong on my sheet here. So...
We're going to play What's in Hughesy's Wallet again as well.
And you get to win that money.
Yep.
Let's come back with What's the Superior. This is a great. It's a fashion edition.
What's the Superior?
child's fashion, Em?
Yeah, I was just thinking last night, 131060, what's a superior childhood fashion item you loved? Like, what was the thing you used to put on in the 80s and 90s and just feel so good?
Great idea. Can I tell that we are playing for tickets to your show today, Em?
Yes.
Yeah, Frontier Comedy, and Today FM presents the massively sold out.
It is.
Emerusiano's The Evil Queen Tour. You cannot buy tickets. They're completely sold out. This is probably the only way you can get them.
This is the only way.
Get them and sell them, guys.
Robbing you at a car park. That's really about it.
Yeah, so what's the fashion item you'd like, you loved as a kid? For me, it was clogs.
Actual clogs? Wooden clogs.
No, there was a time in the mid-90s where clogs came back into fashion. Jeez. And they were so expensive, and my mum bought me a pair, and they had brown leather on top, and then they had brown with little silver studs down the bottom with a back, like with a sling back on them. And I used to wear them with a flared cord.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, woo-hoo. Mate, clogs for me, they were so fashionable.
That's so aqua.
Yeah. I was very aqua.
That's very aqua.
And the multiple buns on my head.
Yeah, multiple buns. Yeah.
And when you walk whilst wearing cord pants, corduroy pants, you make that noise because the cord just all rubs together.
You start a bushfire between your pants.
You do.
You described those clogs so well that I remembered them.
Do you remember that all the girls used to get around in them?
The studs. I remember
the little studs around the bottom.
Well played, really. Nordic.
No, it's not.
No, it's Dutch.
Dutch, mate.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, Dania, go on. Childhood, I mean, you can still wear most of the clothes, but your childhood fashion items?
it was Nike Air Jordans for me.
Oh, 100%.
You made a mistake, though. Which number?
Which ones?
Yeah.
Sixes.
No, well, here's the deal.
Fives, fours, threes.
No. We couldn't afford them. I live with my mum. We were doing it tough. So I got hand-me-downs from a mate. So I got these second-hand Jordans, which I loved and wore every day, including to basketball. But he was a size 11 and I'm a 7.5. So I would run everywhere like I was freaking Ronald McDonald, just flapping away like I was wearing, you know.
Clown shoes.
Clown shoes.
Yeah, clown shoes.
I had Reebok pumps. They were, but my auntie bought them back from Bali.
Whoa.
Cut off circulation to my feet when you pump those bad boys up.
How long until they burst?
Do you remember? Do you remember how the?
Of course I did.
Remember when the Nikes came out, the first Air Maxes, and there was all that controversy about you could get a free pair if the bubble popped.
Yes.
In the bottom.
Yes.
So we used to stick Stanley knives in them when we wanted a new pair.
But that didn't work. Apparently, when you went to take them
back. Oh, I know it worked.
It worked. Oh, a mate of mine did it.
Yeah.
And they were like, "We can
see." I love that this was a racket we all did.
It was. They said we can see the puncture mark.
Oh no! You had to. So he wasn't smart enough. He didn't have my dad wearing a pair of goggles that magnified
dad
it.
And,
yeah, my dad used to do it for me.
You roped the family in. That's fantastic. 131060. What is the superior childhood fashion item that you were just rocking? You were like, this is me. This is who I am.
Maybe you saved up your babysitting money to buy it. Because Stussy was, I'm wearing Stussy today. Stussy was like in 80s money, $1,000 for a pair of pants.
So true.
Remember? $89. My mum was like, what are they, gold?
Yeah, some of them. 131060, what is a superior childhood fashion item? Right in the middle of what's the superior, and today it is...
What's the superior childhood fashion item? Hot chinna. Remember hot chinna? Hot chinna!
Yeah. Remember surf brands were so big.
Massive.
Kuta lines.
Oh, Kuta lines! Cross colours.
Hypercolor.
Oh, I couldn't wear that. I was sweaty.
Really?
I don't. Yeah. The idea of hypercolor were never a good idea.
Nah, hypercolor jocks. Stupid. It's only ever going to be one color right at the front.
I never heard of hypercolor jocks.
Hypercolor jocks. Yeah, they just weren't as effective because they never really altered their color.
I don't know what's going on at your house.
Hey, let's move on to Barry. Barry from Penrith. Barry, the superior childhood item.
Yeah, I used to rock the old MC Hammer pants.
Ah!
Or parachute pants, or whatever you want to call them.
Happy pants.
Happy pants, I knew them as.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, black silk ones.
Shut up, Barry!
Did life just get better every time you put those bad boys on?
Oh, dude, I still have them. They sit in the back of the cupboard.
You could sell those black silk ones, and they look like you're wearing a nappy. So elasticated waist, elasticated ankles, high-waisted, baggy crotch, multiple pleats, and didn't breathe.
No.
Like such unnatural fibres.
Terrible fibre. They billowed, though. They billowed. Beautifully.
So you could do the dance. It gave
you that look like a cross between a gym junkie and a drug dealer. You know what I mean?
I love that look. And a backup. You chuck a bum bag on and you're killing it.
You're in jail in the next 6 months.
Yeah. Doesn't the bum bag change any outfit? Because it changes any outfit to, what's going on with that guy?
No, it changes any outfit to awesome.
Oh, I don't know.
What about jean shorts and bum bag?
I wore a bum bag on the weekend.
Did you?
I love bum bags.
Yours was like bedazzled and stuff. I wore one every day, a Caribbee, when I was in high school. And then...
How did you survive high school?
You are so gross.
Pretty cool guy.
Oh, no. Did you have
a bum
mustard,
bag in high school?
With mustard coloured pants?
I made a stand and I never had a pair of mustard keppers. Even I could tell that they were not on.
You in a bum bag would make me suggest, what's he keeping in there? Do we need to put him on a watch list?
I miss the bag. I miss the secrecy.
Desert boots? You had desert boots, would you?
No.
You didn't have desert boots? Moon boots?
No, I had the, the Timberlands.
Oh, yeah. Steel caps. Yeah. You needed
had
those.
Your Velcro's Clark shoes.
Never wore those, mate. Ashley from
Preston.
Did you
walk into Williams?
Yep. What's the superior childhood fashion item?
I had a blow-up backpack.
Now, I don't remember these. You could blow up your backpack in terms of air. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were like jelly bags. There was a tote and there was a backpack. It was like that inflatable furniture you got in Kmart.
So you couldn't put anything sharp in your handbag?
No, not really. And my sister, when she got the shits with me, took a pin to it.
Well, she savage. Would. Did she get out your compass from geography and just jam it right in there?
I feel like that was big in raves. I feel like that was big in the rave scene.
Yeah, probs. You were big in the rave scene, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been to some bush stuffs. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but I didn't like because I've got dirt in my nose. Jenny, what is the superior childhood fashion item?
Guys, firstly, can I just say that I really, really love your show.
Thanks, Jen.
My fashion item back in, I don't know, Em, if you remember them, but I'm a child of the 70s. So back in the 70s, all the girls used to wear JCs. Do you remember those, Em, at all?
I was born in 1980, so...
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't want to
actually... I was born in 79. I wasn't born in 1980. I was born in 1979. Yeah, but no, sorry, just missed him.
Okay, do you remember JCs at all?
No.
What were they, Jenny?
Okay, they were short for Jesus Christ sandals. So back in the 70s, all the girls from year 7, year 12 used to wear these leather strap little buckled sandals. We used to say, don't forget your JCs.
Sounds puberty blues. That sounds very puberty blues. There you go.
Do people think I'm in my 50s?
No, but they think you've got a good historical fashion knowledge. Mm. That's more what Jenny was saying.
Back catalogue knowledge, yeah.
Don't slump your head. That's what Jenny was saying. Jenny was alluding to your wealth of knowledge.
I'm 39 this week. I'm not coping.
You are coping.
I'm 39 this week.
Coping very well.
Not coping.
You're going off.
I'm going to go have all the fillers. I'm going to look like all the Married at First Sight women.
Don't do that.
Watch me. I'm going to blow my face out.
No.
Yes.
Matt from
all the surgery,
all of it at once,
everything.
Good radio stunt.
Here she goes now, under the knife. Oh, surgeon makes incision.
God. M gets the works. Matt from Granville.
Good morning, guys. M, I'll come with you. I'm 46 and feel not a day over 25.
Oh,
but I'll come with you. I'll come with you and get your things, your little
infections,
whatever.
I'm going to walk in and they'll say, what's your problem area? And I'm just going to gesture to my entire body. If you could just fix this situation, that would be amazing. Maddie, you've got a corker. What's the superior childhood fashion item?
Okay, well, look, it's not like everything from the 80s couldn't have been a superior fashion item to start with.
True.
But I have a Sweat Hog jacket that I absolutely loved. It's a bomber jacket, for those that don't know. Bomber-style jacket. It was red. It had the... white faux leather sleeves.
Yeah, it was faux leather.
Hot.
Vinyl sleeves.
Hot.
Such a good idea. It was hot, especially when you wore it in the summer and the stench that came from the vinyl underarm area.
Mate, I'm from Mount Druitt. I was the talk of the town.
Jeez, you would have had to have walked around with security wearing that jacket.
Mate, I was next live, and I tell you what, the guy actually, there was a Sweat Hog van. They used to come to our house and sell it. It was so cool.
A Sweat Hog van that comes to your home?
That doesn't sound legitimate to me.
Hang on a second. Wait a second.
The guy's name is Harry. He sounded legit, yeah.
Okay, amazing. All right, Maddie, have you already got tickets to my show?
I've got tickets to your first show. I'm VIP too, baby.
I thought you sounded like a VIP too to me.
I think a VIP too was sold out Maddie, before I got there.
I love. I knew you were one of. I knew you were my people. Right, we'll give you movie tickets. But
so
let's
movie
give
tickets.
Jenny thought I was 50.
No, Jenny's all right. Jenny's...
All right, Jenny can have the tickets if she wants them. Jenny, you can come to my stand-up show, darling heart.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Thank you. Wear your Jesus Christ sandals that I definitely don't remember because I wasn't born.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, everyone.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
Hey, guys, I know what you're thinking. God, I am single, ready to mingle, and just want to date someone who voted for Trump.
Is that option that I have?
It is. Trump.dating is here. And it basically, the opening line is his catchphrase, the one he loves to scream.
We will make America great again.
But insert dating.
Right.
Yes.
Dating great again.
And find your pro-Trump match today. This sounds amazing, guys. Can I just say, single and looking for love in all the wrong places is what it should be called.
Yeah.
Basically, you can go there and be matched with other people who have the same values as you. So racist, sexist, homophobic.
Right.
And you can all gather in one spot and just really get it on.
Okay. And is it like a sign-up thing? Because like, eHarmony,
it's a sign-up thing.
So you sign up and then all the other people there, they guarantee that they are also Trump supporters.
Yeah. Yep. And you can date people who refers to your vagina like this.
Grab them by the
I mean, I know I want to date a guy who just says that to me.
Grab them by the
please.
Is that a box I tick?
I would love you to please tick my box and
grab them by the
amazing.
Jeez.
Also, if you're really special, he's got lots of little, all the men that go on their sites have lots of names for your other private parts.
Oh, yes.
They also like this one.
China. 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 China.
China. China. Fine bone China.
Yeah, they shout that at Climax too.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. So some profile names already taken there. This sounds great. Yeah. White power.
Oh, so I can't have white power.
No, can't have hump for Trump either.
I can't have hump for Trump.
No, sorry. Oh. You have to either be straight or straight to sign up.
So straight
also.
Or straight. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And can I wonder if you can rate each other? Like, I wonder how many AK-47s are you? Oh, I got a 4 AK-47 rating.
Yeah. Bonus month free membership if you are a card carrying member of the NRA. So this sounds fantastic. Trump.dating, guys, get amongst it.
Get on board. So we're running a competition here at the M. Grant and Ed Show all year for the best live television performance.
Yes.
This goes to someone who gets a camera and a microphone stuck in their face and they use the opportunity to say something that they probably shouldn't. And there's three current clubhouse leaders, guys, and I just want you to see if there's anyone who's been knocked, if we can knock the person off the top spot.
I doubt it.
You think so?
I think number one, which was first off the bat, is going to be very hard to beat.
All right, let's go straight to number one. This took place, Benny, in the Today Show. Mm-hmm. This went to air live on the Today Show.
Just after Australia Day.
After Australia Day. Natalia had been sent out away from the, where was she for a whole day?
The wig shop, the pole dancing?
The wig shop. She
did 9 crosses from a wig shop one day, guys.
Yep. And Grant Daniel, former TV weatherman, you were disgusted by the whole thing.
There was
thing,
zero variety in that. You got to break your content up. You got 6 chances to make a difference in this world. You can't just come on with a different coloured wig each time and think that's enough.
Oh, you should send notes. You should love that.
Not enough.
Here we go. Take it away after Australia Day. Natalia?
How was your Australia Day long weekend?
Very good.
What did you get up to?
Punched a few cones.
Oh, no, wow. Okay, we'll just leave you there, all right?
Amazing. Oh, just leave you there, all right?
Excellent delivery.
Yeah.
Clear,
perfect.
Love it.
Yep.
Then we were staying with the Today Show, Free Fuel Friday. They've sent old Gap Tooth out with his scarf to a local...
We're not supposed to call him that on air.
Oh, sorry. An old... to a.
That's me. That's my fault. Because I always refer to him as old Gap Tooth.
Yeah, you planted that seed.
My fault.
Well, I'll take co-ownership of that gladly. And they're at their service station and they're inside... On Channel 9, let's not forget, they're on Channel 9 on the Today Show, and they've just given an older gentleman who looks very fit some free fuel, and this is what he's had to say.
Look at these guns. How old are you?
Oh,
62, mate.
62? You don't look a day over 50.
Oh, thanks, mate. You look pretty good yourself.
Yeah, well, amazing what those star jumps will do.
I've got to thank Channel 10 for...
Channel 9.
Channel 9, sorry, for the...
no, don't worry about that. All right, we'll move on.
And then he's dropped an S-bomb straight afterwards.
Perfect.
So, not bad. And but there's a new...
What?
Yeah, a new contender.
I didn't know about this.
Oh, I thought we only had two.
No, okay. From the news the other night after the 21st. Remember that 21st that was on the boat in Darling Harbour? There was a report that said there was a mass brawl had broken out on a 21st.
On the cruise.
On the cruise,
yeah, Joel.
Around Darling Harbour. Now, it's a rite of passage to be thrown off a boat at Darling Harbour. As you, when you're growing up in Sydney, and a number of my friends had boat cruises. Yeah, well, they had boat cruises for various parties. Yeah. I don't remember everybody ever getting back to shore.
Okay.
You know, together, without an escort. So they're running away. So you know they wait for them at the watch house the next morning. Mm. So they come out through that little garage bit, and then they start running down the street. This was a young lady and a young guy. They were both sort of running away from the reporters that they were trying to ask them questions about it. Take it away.
What happened last night?
My mum happened.
What happened last night? One more time, please, Benny.
What happened last night?
My mum happened.
What happened last night? Your mum happened.
That's as good as your face happened.
Your one more time.
Your mum happened. Your mum.
What happened last night?
My mum happened.
Your mum happened.
Your mum joked her. Yes. Oh, that could knock off the cone guy.
No, really?
Oh, your mum.
Who's number one for you, Em? So at the moment it's...
Your mum happened.
Grant?
Yeah, your mum's pretty awesome.
Oh, we have a new leader. Okay. Now, Em, we've been hearing Grant Denyer wants to do a story.
Oh God, did you just hear the deep breath?
Yeah.
He's been trying to get away. He watched some stupid documentary on the Titanic and he's been trying to get away this break about the things he learned for about 2 weeks.
Stupid's a bit harsh.
And it kept getting shunted for better and more interesting things.
Wow.
Slow news day.
I'm going to change what you know.
Sorry, our executive producer's just here, Kim. She's got some notes for you already. Just
I haven't even started.
We're running late. Keep it tight.
Oh, you
tight
bugger.
And bright.
You bugger. Are you serious? It's the story of Titanic. It's one of the greatest stories of the history of mankind.
Okay, go. What do you got?
I'm going to change what you know about the greatest ship that ever lived, the Titanic.
Yeah. Actually, Kim's got a story about the Titanic.
What's
your story about the Titanic?
Because Kim was saying something off air
I was really interested in.
When I was a backpacker in Mexico, I was just sitting at a bar and this guy came up to us and said, hey, do you want to be an extra in a movie?
Yeah.
And I said, what movie? Yeah. Young, kind of full of attitude. He goes, the Titanic.
Yeah.
And I went,
well, it was shot in Sydney, so that's a lie.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Grant.
Okay.
Grant, it's not your turn.
Right.
And then he said, Billy Zane, Kate Winslet, who I didn't know at the time, and then I said, nah, I'm not interested in that. He said, you need to be an extra to swim off a boat, like to get in, I think it was the Lilo scene,
yeah.
And is then this the light and bright version? Is this the
next day when I was driving out of, I think it was Tijuana in Mexico, I just saw this half a ship. It was as big as the Titanic.
Oh,
it was
God.
A half ship with all these tents around where all the extras were staying.
And you said no.
When does the interesting bit start?
Oh my God, that is such a great story.
Can I please come off, I'd love to come off the back of that because when they did build the half of the ship.
Yeah.
James Cameron built the starboard side because he looked at weather events and it was going to be easier. However, when they went to shoot it, they realized that they needed the port side, which is the other side of the boat. And so rather than rebuilding
I've got 30
the whole
seconds
side,
left.
Side of the boat,
yeah.
What they did is they got people to walk backwards in opposite directions and then they flipped it in the film.
I'm trying to tell the greatest story of all time.
Time's and James up. Cameron actually did the sketch of Kate Winslet naked.
No.
Topless.
He did that sketch.
Yeah, James Cameron did that sketch.
Everyone knows that fact.
That is a great fact.
It's not that interesting.
Married at First Sight continues. No end in sight.
That's what it should be called.
Mm.
No.
Married at no end in sight.
And after, you know, Ryan wandered off. We spoke to him yesterday.
He's going
to
be on The New Bachelor as broken by us.
Yeah, that's what we've been told by our Channel 10 insiders.
What we made up and we're sticking with it.
You mean The Bachelor in Paradise?
Nah, he's going to be The New Bachelor on Channel 10.
Oh, that's right.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Yeah, we've just Donald Trumped that right into the press. Fake news, don't care.
The NASA, now the guy, not the agency, he was, I can't remember the name of his fake wife, but he'd resigned to the fact that, okay, he's going to go and stay for another week and he's going to go and stay with her at her, she says not at her actual house.
Gabby,
there you go. She's got some other place that they were going to go and stay, a flat. And this is what he said when he wandered in.
I'm way out of my comfort zone. I've never spent a week or a day even sleeping overnight at someone's house. So this is for me. It's crazy.
What?
He's 50 years old.
He's never had a sleepover.
He's never slept a night at someone else's house. Is that odd?
Yes. It could be why he's single and 50, guys.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Nah.
Does he not
really want to be there?
I don't think so.
Because I've just been shown a video of him walking in, and it looks like he's being led to the, like, gas chamber.
He doesn't look like he wants to be close to his...
I couldn't... Yeah, he looks like he wants to be anywhere but.
Yes.
Okay.
And quite the opposite is Dean, who's happy to get as close to as many as possible. Now, what we know about Dean is as follows. Mm. He's a rapper, Visions with a Z.
Amazing. And, skater.
And he owns... He's a man in his late 30s, and he owns...
Two skateboards.
Yeah. That's when he lost me. Mm. A man with two skateboards.
Not the rapping, not the rampant alleged cheating.
Not his
behaviour. It was the two skateboards.
The two skateboards.
I mean, has he got one and then he's thought, look, my skating needs are not being met?
I need two decks.
He's gone out of Bondi Boards and Blades and said, hey, dudes.
I hope he has rollerblades. That would tip me right over
Rollerblades. Rollerblades, happy pants and a bum bag.
Oh, I just want it. Oh, God.
So is he, but the question is, Em, is he, has he been cheating? Has he been cheating on Davina, the one that he was assigned? Oh, not Tracy, the one he's been assigned. Can't keep up anymore. Assigned by science.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of what went on between Dean and Tracy.
They just view, like, cheating in those situations differently.
I didn't cheat.
It's emotional cheating.
Emotional cheating. So what we're asking on 131060 is, did Dean cheat on Tracy with Davina? Now, what did he exactly specifically do, Ed?
Messaged Davina behind Tracy's back.
Right.
Met up with Davina for a chat.
Okay.
I'm doing air quotes. You can't see those.
Yeah, I saw.
And then... they had a canoodle, I would call it.
A canoodle. Is a canoodle cheating?
Define yeah.
Did they cavort and cavoodle?
Oh, no, cavort. As a dog. I think if you cavort, you have to be moving.
Okay.
A canoodle is stationary.
Okay.
And so they were touching legs.
Yeah.
They were holding hands.
Yeah.
And there was sort of light neck kissing.
Ooh, okay. Neck kissing is very sensual.
Yeah.
Now, there are lots of different types of cheating I've been researching.
You have.
Physical, emotional, cyber, and text, and apparently daydreaming about someone else's cheating.
Daydreaming?
So I'm done. I'm out.
Is that it? You're done.
Sauce, guys.
See you, mate.
You cheater.
Bob Jane T-Mart, here I come. I sexually fantasize about the logo of Bob Jane T-Mart, guys.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but anyway.
It's fine. I'm a strange person. Can I just categorically give my opinion?
Of course, I'd love to.
I just don't care.
Thank you.
But you cannot...
They're not in a real relationship, you guys.
But it speaks to something
it's
broad.
Not real.
I know that, but...
These guys want lines of undies and nightclub appearances.
I know they do.
Let's not emotionally invest in fake relationships.
No, but it speaks to something broader.
Does it?
Yeah, because it speaks about where is the line for cheating these days.
Yeah, now, I'm interested to know that. I think that's topical because I think that line shifts now, particularly with the advent of, like, digital communication, right?
I just think let people run their relationships.
No, that's not fun.
No.
I just feel like everyone's got their stuff, you know? I don't know.
Is a kiss
sure,
on the mouth?
Sure, do it. 13,
is
10,
a mouth
60.
Kiss cheating?
I don't know. I mouth kiss some of the gays, like, hello. I don't catch them.
Just on the lips, though. I had a girlfriend once that would lip kiss other men, and that made me feel uncomfortable.
Is this cheating?
That's
no,
weird,
but
though.
I said, can you please not do that, well, at least while you're in front of me?
See, I think, you know what? I think everyone's got their different thresholds. I think everyone's got their line of what they're comfortable with their partner doing and not doing.
Let's throw these out there and see if that counts as cheating for people. Because
okay.
I think that is interesting.
Let's ask.
Texting behind the back.
Yeah.
Meeting up.
Yeah.
Canoodling.
And cavorting.
I'd say cavorting because they were on the move for a while.
Okay.
Because Dean's attitude is it doesn't constitute cheating because they didn't actually kiss properly and they didn't actually
do
anything.
There was no P and V.
Yeah, there was no... Exactly.
If there's a reason that you haven't told them that you're meeting up with them, that's a pretty good indication you're doing some kind of cheating.
What if you message someone on Facebook?
That's cheating, apparently.
Is that cheating?
It says cyber cheating.
13, 10,
you're 60. Emotionally unavailable now.
Oh, depends what the material is. Anyway,
I don't know. Oh, it's a very grey area. Guys, let's have your opinions because I've checked out, quite frankly.
13, 10, 60. Is it cheating? Just to meet up, just to hold hands.
Is this the last time we're ever going to talk about this? Can you promise?
Some gentle.
Our producer is shaking her head. She's looking at me going, oh, I love this.
Some gentle fondling. Yeah, that could be too far.
301060, did Dean cheat? What is cheating? What are your rules? What are your lines? Just talk cheating, guys. Cheating.
Dean has been accused of cheating because he's been trying to catch up with Davina. told Tracy it's not cheating. Tracy, you didn't even barely touched her. Let's not forget Dean is a rapper.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, yo, I know you probably hate me, but you gave me a shot. You're so hot, plus your brain is next level. Come on, show me what you got.
Your brain is next level?
What does that mean? At least he said hot first, and then he acknowledged her intelligence, so you know.
But how can your brain be next level?
Yeah.
Listen, I told you what I think of there. Push on. Sorry, I will lie and pretend to be excited about most things. I'm sorry. Go. Well,
look, great. I think you feel how a lot of Australians feel about the show. That's okay.
It's the number one show. Again, I've realised I'm in the minority. I'm a weird, sidelined person. Mm. That's been confirmed.
People aren't watching it because they think the show is amazing. They're watching it because they think it's an absolute train wreck that they can't look away from, and that's different.
That's a reflection on society, though, that we like watching other people's lives crumble. You know what I mean? Makes us feel better about our lives.
Correct.
And our relationships,
yeah,
when someone's is worse than ours on the telly, and that's right. The problem I have with the show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think Dean's a catch? Quinn. That's what I'm picking up. Quinn from the Shire. Now, you're a big Dean fan, I know. Do you think he's a cheater, Quinn? Oh, it's a robot. It's one of those Russian bots.
It's a bot.
She's coming to us from under the sea.
It's a bot. Courtney, come on. Courtney from Penrith. Is it cheating to go and have coffee with someone that you're not in a relationship with?
Look, I think in the actual world, if you first start dating, then no. But in Married at First Sight world, where everything is 100 times emphasised, it's definitely cheating.
Courtney, is Dean a catch? Come on, Courtney. Just tell me, is Dean something that girls... Is that what girls want? No. Is that what single women want, Courtney?
Look, I honestly think that's what my dad would dress up as if he went to a dress-up party.
He'd go as Dean?
So, yeah, probably. I feel like that'd be a good outfit.
What a great Halloween costume. Come as Dean. There you go. Riding two skateboards.
It's so scary.
It's an idea for you.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Yeah, I've got a hectic story. A friend of mine posted on Facebook how she had been on a Qantas flight and was praising the work of the cabin crew because the man seated next to her passed away on the flight.
Lord.
So she looked over and realised he'd lost consciousness, and she started performing CPR, my friend, and obviously alerted staff, and he sadly passed away. And she said they were incredible, the way they handled it. They were trying to distract other passengers, and then she had to help them remove the dead body from the cabin. And it turns out this guy was actually flying home to pass. Like, he was flying home. He hadn't got long to live. He wanted to be with his family, and he didn't make it. And it made me want to talk. I mean, I wanted to talk to a cabin crew person because that's something you don't think about. You're up in the air. Mm-hmm. If someone does pass away, they must get trained.
You think so?
To deal. So we've got Lee, who is a former cabin crew operator. Hi, Lee.
Good morning,
Lee. Is this something that you guys are trained in? And did you ever have to actually put your training into action?
So. No, I actually haven't. Nobody has died on a flight that I've been present on, no.
So what do they... What do they tell you to do?
Well, as cabin crew, I mean, we have senior first aid certificate and trained in survival for, emergencies. So a lot of deaths on planes are due to exactly the same as your story just now. So if somebody is ill, they need to fly home. Usually they would have a carer with me, so I was just surprised listening to you then that the passenger was next to your friend. He didn't have anyone flying home with him.
No, he's on his own.
There's different scenarios. If somebody chokes, a lot of people choke on aeroplanes or go into cardiac arrest. So depending on which situation it is, the cabin crew react to, they're CPR. It's usually given in certain areas on the aircraft, and there's curtains in the galley that you can close. And
where do you put if someone does pass away? Where does the body go?
So we're always trained, if space available, you would move them to the business class cabin, so that you would just lay back a seat for them and make up the bed. Sometimes use an eye mask,
Oh my
make it
goodness!
Look like, the passenger's asleep,
like Weekend
really.
At Bernie's,
dress them up.
Whoa! Okay. I didn't realize. So if someone's asleep next to you in business class, don't assume.
No, don't assume.
And do you also, Lee's got the...
There's an area, isn't there, of seating where you can sort of pull around like a curtain if in the event of emergency. Do they still have those?
Yeah, so in business class, yes, there is some privacy curtains.
Gosh.
And that's where you would aim to probably... To probably move them. Different scenarios. And obviously in all the galleys, there's curtains as well.
Yeah, you just don't think. Do you ever put them in the toilet?
That's where you have to go through when you're trying to find the crew, obviously, because they're all behind the curtain, you know.
Behind the curtain.
Do you ever use the toilet to put a body in? Has that ever been, you've been told to do that?
Definitely not. No.
Well, Lee, thank you. You've answered all my questions. And again, just to Qantas staff, my friend said that they were just outstanding with how they handled it and kept everyone in the cabin calm. And it's a very sad story. But that's the things. And you hear jobs. You've got cabin crew operators. They hand out the snacks. They make sure the flight's okay.
If you think about it, there's like at any one time, there's like a million people in the air. So stuff has to happen up there.
I know,
if Grant Janier was to pass away on a flight, you could just put him in the tray table seat.
Overhead locker.
Yeah, or just put him in the pocket in front.
Just leave
of
me
you.
A pillow up there, though, if that's all right.
Jackie Lambie's next, guys.
Our next guest was an Australian politician until she found out she wasn't an Australian. It claimed a few, but the one that we miss her.
We do miss her.
She was straight talking. She was a lot of fun, and she joins us in the studio. Jackie Lambie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having a political imposter on. Good on you. Yeah. Beautiful.
I wish you had a called the book.
Title.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The book is out, Rebel with a Cause. You can't keep a bloody Lambie down. I don't remember ever loving a title more.
Bloody Lambie down.
Bloody Lambie down. My story from soldier to senator and beyond. Are you missing politics? Are you missing rocking up to Canberra and having your say? And are you shouting things at the telly from the sidelines?
Yeah, sure, like an extra in my head, absolutely. No, I do miss that bit of it, absolutely ripping into them. There's no doubts about that. But I have been quite busy. I've got a state election down there. I've got 12 candidates running in Tasmania. So I think that's been good for me. I didn't sort of fall into a hole. I've had to keep my head up and keep moving through.
But
and
who
I think
do you miss?
That's a good recovery.
Who do you miss, Jackie? Yeah. On the Nationals, obviously you miss Clive Palmer, your first friend in politics.
Yes.
Okay, what about...
I love you. We're going to be putting this interview up. Just the facial expressions are worth... What I want to know is, Jackie, what would Jackie Lambie have said when the Barnaby Joyce thing happened? What would have been your response publicly? Go.
I would have said, bloody hell, how come everybody else is getting some and not me? There you go, mate.
You need hotter media advice.
Honestly, Barnaby Joyce is getting some on the side and I can't even get one. Honestly, what is going on here?
He's not the only one, though, is there? Because when this was blown open, all the journalists said to us, this is plenty of this is going on left, right and centre in Canberra. Is that true?
Hot pot calling kettle with those journos upstairs. Anyone had a good look at them? I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my goodness me. I don't know because I'm an independent and I don't have a lot to do. You're not inside.
Do you not get invited to things if you're an independent? You
no,
don't get invited
you do,
to the staff.
You do.
What, to orgies?
Yeah. Nationals only.
Is there orgies going on up there? Just a moment. Jesus. I mean, I've spent 3 years up there. I'm certainly missing out. I'm not getting invited to those things.
See, I heard the chapel is the place where the affairs take place at Parliament. Is that true?
Is there a chapel there?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I've really got to go and confess my sins. That's what's going on. That's why I'm unemployed. All right. And I thought those things were godly. There you go. So you go there to get laid.
Apparently.
Yeah, oh, right. I've got to start doing more church. That's it. I'm in. I'm starting Sunday.
Starting this Sunday, front and centre.
On any given Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. So what do you think the state of Parliament, and you have said it's 50 shades of Parley and you've left just when it's all, what are they not telling us? Like, I'm worried what's going on, and as is Grant Denyer, who has conspiracy theories, mm-hmm. What are they passing while all this stuff is smoke screening? What's going on? What are we missing?
Well, sounds like 50 shades of Parley is spreading diseases. So
yeah.
I don't really know.
You're really out of it, aren't you? Since you left the federal scene, I remember seeing you just after that when you came to have you been paying attention. You seemed relieved, Jackie Lambie, apart from anything. You seemed upset because, you know, you liked the job, but you did seem relieved that you didn't have to go and do it anymore.
Yeah, it's been nice to have that break because I went through and then, I think the last time I was in a psych unit was about 2 years before I made my seat. I keep telling you they're all bloody nuts up there. I fitted in perfectly. Just slid right in there, baby. Straight jacket and all.
Could you be fairly upfront? in the book about your battles with addiction and depression. So it's been a bit of a tough road at times for you.
Yeah, no, it has been. I think when you suffer chronic pain and you do that year in, year out, and you can't get the help that you need, then obviously those psychological conditions are going to be added to the top of it. And there is millions of Australians in that predicament. They're just not getting the help that they need. Our public health system, it doesn't matter if it's in Tasmania or anywhere else, is an absolute disgrace. And people can't afford bloody private health. Let's face it. It just keeps climbing. So it is really, really difficult out there for many people. But it's not just the effect it has on them. It's the effect it has on their families and the flow-on effect. I mean, my boy's had to live through that for 10 years. And, you know, even with dealing with his ice problem, I've been very honest about that. How much of a part did I play in that? I mean, he was a carer for me at a very, very young age. He had to sit there and watch what I was going through. And you know, I've got to take some blame for that. I know people have got to be responsible for their actions, but, you know, he went through a hell and high water with me at a very young age.
But, Jack, you backed him up when he needed you, and I think the points are even between you and him, and just flicking through the book. And the thing is, with our politicians, we hold them to such a high standard and expect them to be perfect.
Who's been holding them to a high standard?
Well, no one. And
I missed something, really. I've got to get up with the program, don't I?
But when you guys are human, we don't like it, you know? And I think the thing with you is you're so human and raw and open, and that's why we're going to miss you in politics.
Oh, no, I'm not going very far. Trust me, I'll do just as much damage from the sideline until I can pop back in there to my seat. Oh, you don't expect me to lay down quietly. Fair go, guys.
Oh, do not, Joel. Oh, I do not expect you to
absolutely
lay down quietly.
Absolutely not.
I want to see you on The Bachelorette.
Me too.
Would you do that? Would you go in the jungle? I can't believe you're not in the jungle.
Yeah, why aren't you in the jungle?
No, I couldn't do anything like Jungle or Survivor because of my back. I just can't. Oh. I can't do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Could you do The Bachelorette because of your back, though?
Oh, do you know what? I haven't been on a date for 15 years. That'd be really scary, wouldn't it? How many do I have to date in a row?
Like as many 10 as you or 12? Like.
Yeah. Is there only 12 of them?
Jackie, no, you would destroy.
I think I could handle it.
I reckon you could do them all at once, mate. Date them at one. All, I mean, date them, not the
well,
other.
Well, most thing. Of my money.
You got a bad back, Joel.
Listen, don't most of my money lasts 30 seconds, mate, so that'll be a big, quick recess, you beauty.
And on that note. You are welcome anytime, friend. Rebel with the cause. You can't keep a bloody Lambie down. Nah. Get this book.
Get involved. Thanks, Jackie.
Jack.
Thanks,
Jackie.
Guys. See good on you.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Well, I'm excited to announce that Beyonce,
yes.
Sister, is touring.
Did I hear a sister at the
Solange
end of
Solange Knowles is coming to Sydney. I'm a big fan of Solange. This is
Losing You.
Thank you, Ben.
I'm a big fan of her karate kicking in an elevator.
Yeah, she's good at that too. She's like indie Beyonce. She's got a really big career in the States. Listen. It's a good album.
Can I ask, have they ever done a song together?
Not since they were, like, young.
Does that seem strange?
No, because their father kept them separate, because Matthew used to manage them both.
Oh.
But they've got very separate. Solange is very much indie, festivals,
right. Okay.
Someone who may perform at Burning Man, Beyonce's. And I think the reason that works is they're not in each other's arenas.
Ah, they're not competing against one another.
One's dominating pop, one's dominating indie, and I think that works.
Gotcha.
So she's going to perform at Vivid Live, which is very exciting. The ticket ballot has opened, and it's going to be June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Wow,
very
Solange.
Exciting. Solange at the Opera House Concert Hall. Same venue as me, whatever.
Whatever.
Meghan Markle's favourite denim brand is costs under $100, guys. So that's exciting news. I don't know how that made my gossip segment.
I was hoping it was going to be another sibling that had fired up about something.
No, she's got kick crop jeans. They're $99. They've got a leg lengthening crop, a high-rise silhouette. They're called Everlane. That's the brand.
Good.
Okay, that's annoying.
Move on.
Heather Locklear has been
Melrose Place.
That's not the Melrose Place theme song.
No, it doesn't sound like it, does it?
No.
Oh, geez, you can't have to tell our music imaging guy is 20. That's not Melrose Place. There it is.
There it is.
Yeah, what a solo.
We used to go Tuesday nights to the local pub.
Amazing.
What a saloon night. And watch this.
Channel
that's still
10.
Not, that's
yeah,
not it.
That's, I think that's the end titles, maybe.
That's the dance. That's not Mara's face.
It's a remix.
Anyway, Heather Locklear has been arrested for domestic violence and assaulting a police officer.
No.
Now, police responded to a call about domestic violence at the actress's LA home. Mm. During the arrest, the 56-year-old became violent and attacked a police officer.
Oh,
she was arrested and released on $20,000 bail, which she posted. She has struggled with substance abuse, most recently in rehab for the fifth time late last year.
All right.
Mm. So things aren't looking good for Heather.
No.
She was fighting with her boyfriend, Chris Hessier, of course, previously married to Tommy Lee and Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi. Mm. So we'll keep you updated. The mugshot going around,
she's pouting.
She's glamorous.
She's pouting.
Like, it could be a headshot.
You're right.
She's done well. yeah, obviously, we'll keep you updated with the Heather Locklear story. Oh, I miss Mara's Place. Who was your favourite?
Wasn't into it because I'm a man.
What?
Didn't watch it. Come on.
Lots of straight guys watched Melrose Place.
Everybody watched it. I was a Heather Locklear person myself.
She was a special guest star for 10 years.
Yes, she never... it was an amazing, program.
Yeah, okay.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
6 minutes past eight, another chance to get hold of $10,000. Official game show host Grant Denyer, who have you got for us today?
Susan from Penrith. How you doing?
Oh, I'm nervous, Grant. I'm really, really nervous.
Just relax. Take some deep breaths.
Okay.
This will be
okay,
fun.
Okay, deep breath.
You got,
okay.
got anything coming up that you could use the money for?
Yeah, I just, I changed jobs, so I have to get it. I've got to hand my company car back, so I have to buy a new car.
Okay.
So that would always come in handy. We're also coming up to our one-year wedding anniversary. So
oh, nice.
Yes, we'd love to go back to Fiji and just... Yeah, spend a bit of time and relive it all, really.
Nice. Let's see if we can get you some cash right now. You ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks?
Yeah.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter W. W for white. Okay. No, you're not happy with that letter?
No. What kind of a letter W?
Yeah, well, it's
so,
one of them. So
the end of the alphabet.
We can do this. I believe in you.
Okay.
For each question you do get right, you'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. Let's hope it's 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. Are you ready, Susan?
I am ready.
Here we go. Name an animal.
Wombat.
An appliance brand.
Westinghouse.
A fabric.
Pass.
An author.
Pass.
An American state.
Wisconsin.
An actress.
Pass.
An AFL team.
Western Bulldogs.
A cocktail.
Pass.
Video game.
Pass.
Method of exercise.
Walking.
That got in, didn't it? That got in. I think the last one got in.
Adjudicator Ed has made the call. That one got in, which is lovely. So,
thanks,
Susan,
Ed.
We're pretty happy to say you've got 500 bucks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's amazing. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
And happy one-year anniversary.
Thank you.
No worries.
Well, hey, Susan, another chance to have a go at Alpha Bucks tomorrow morning.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
So who is the soft parent in your households is the question that was asked to me. I walked home, got in the door, and my wife was sitting there with her mum was over and a friend of hers. And everyone was quiet, like they were just quiet. And I was like, well, normally they're just talking. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And the baby was sitting in his high chair. And they said, oh, do you want to give him his lunch? I said, yeah, I'd love to give him his lunch.
Oh, I feel like you're being set up already.
And as I walked over, I could feel silence.
Yes.
And I said, hey, what? All right, come on. What's going on? And my wife did her thing where she gets up her announcement voice. And she went, we have decided you are the soft parent.
Who's the jury?
What? And how
mother,
is that a bad thing?
And her sister.
Her friend, sister,
whoa.
And her.
Four.
And I said, well, hang on. who have I got? I need to call some expert witnesses.
Yeah, and what's their evidence?
Their evidence is as follows, that when he goes to bed, sometimes he will lie there and he'll go, muff, muff, muff. He's not awake, he's just unsettled. And I will go in.
What's he saying?
What?
What's he saying?
Muff, muff, muff.
Is he?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Okay.
It's his first words. And
learnt that from Dad, clearly.
Okay. He's watching a lot of 70s porn.
So he goes in, and I that's the only thing that puts him to sleep. So I went in there, and
me too.
I settle him. I tap him on the – sometimes I'll pat him on the head and go, shh, shh. And he's going, muff, muff.
Of all the sounds you could have picked, idiot.
Well, I don't know, mate. I just, that's as close as I can get.
Okay.
I pat him on the head. I go, you're okay. And they claim that wakes him up more.
Yeah, I would
because
agree.
I've gone in.
Oh, okay.
You don't open the door.
Oh, you says you. Oh,
if they're lightly stirring, you don't go in.
Are you a soft parent, though?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they're right.
Who do you think's a soft parent in my house?
Scotty.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you think that? I'm fun mum. Guys, I'm fun mum.
Yeah, but when you're fun mum, but
you
also
step
be,
over the line.
Exactly. Then you'd be,
you
know,
the law.
Soviet mum.
Do you want to hear?
Soviet mum.
I am Soviet mum. I bloody am Soviet mum.
I will
this
break
is a little
you.
Bit of tiger Asian mum.
Oh, okay.
I parent like a tiger Asian mum. I've been told that by my Asian friends.
There you go.
Alec and Ben both said you are like a terrifying Asian mother.
So you're a mixture of sort of Russia and Asia. You're Uzbekistan mum.
Yes. Yeah.
And it would go 0 to 100 really quickly, I reckon, with you.
It's funny you say that. This is my eldest daughter, and you'll hear my youngest daughter pipe in at the end and hear what they call me behind my back.
Marcella, who's the softer parent? And defy what a soft parent. Who do you get away with more stuff with?
I don't get away with stuff because I'm an honest, truthful child.
Okay, don't put it on for the radio, idiot.
Well, I know Dad'll say yes, but, like, I'll get in trouble from you if I don't clear it with you.
So Dad is the soft parent, the easier parent, the one that you can get away with things with, the one you would ask stuff first because you know they'll say yes.
Yeah, but, like, Dad saying yes doesn't really equal anything. Like, it doesn't really amount to anything.
Yeah, you're the top dog. Like, if we don't
you have to say yes.
We get in trouble.
Top dog.
God, Odette enjoyed that. It didn't really mean anything, like. God, she enjoyed that in the
Odette's
background.
Just sitting back quietly, and then she just exploded. Yeah, you're the top dog, Mum.
That was excellent.
So funny.
Grant, you'd be the soft one. Let's just keep moving on.
Oh, okay. I was. Well, you know what? I feel bad about it because I go away a little bit, and I don't want to be the one that comes home.
Your fun dad.
And is the heavy hand because then the kids have got to have something to look forward to, and I want that to be me.
Oh, great.
However, I know that it lets my wife down. So it's good for the kids, but it's bad for my wife that I sort of undermine her by being the good dad. So I'm torn.
Are you the soft parent, or if you are the non-soft parent, how is the soft parent making your life hell?
Ask your kids now in the car too. 131060. If you're driving them to school now and you're sitting with your kids, ask them. 131060, who's the soft parent? You, or do you just want to rag on the soft parent?
Yeah, this is your chance to bag out the soft parent. 131060, who is the soft parent? 131060, who's the soft parent? I had an intervention at my house. Turns out it's me. And that's fine. I can live with that.
Soft parent equals fun parent as well,
does
I might
it,
add. Yes,
does
it does.
It need a pain in my bum?
Yes, because we have heard some audio from your children, which I wouldn't mind hearing again if we get the chance. I'd like to talk to some people, and I wouldn't mind hearing it again because you've asked the girls. Great response. Kathy from DY. Are you the soft parent, Kathy?
No, I'm not. My husband is.
Yeah,
give it to him. Is mum ever the soft parent?
Good point.
I don't know. Mums seem to be at home a lot more often, so they know the rules more and have to enforce them more.
Mm-hmm. It's true. We're the keeper of the schedules not all the time. I don't want to generalise, but most of the time I think we're the gatekeepers.
Yes. Well, in our house that seems to be the case.
Now,
why? What is your husband
give it to him.
To?
Give it to him, Kathy.
Kath?
Yes?
What's he doing?
Yeah, what's he doing?
Well, I just think you make the rule of no television after school, so homework gets done. But, of course, as soon as your back's turned, the television's on.
Yeah.
Or right at bedtime, it seems to be tickle time and play time. We're really trying to get them to scrub their teeth and go to bed. So
guilty.
You're the one getting them up in the morning.
Kathy, the winding up of children at bedtime does my head in.
It's my favourite time to play.
My husband is a Monty for that.
Yep.
Excellent. Yes, that's the perfect time to do wrestling and tickling with a 5-year-old.
I know. Yeah, jumping on the bed, throwing them in the air. Oh, Kathy. Dad's the best.
Eva. Hi, Eva.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Darling, are we striking a chord with you?
Yes.
Yeah, are you the soft parent?
Yes, unfortunately.
How did that... So how? In what ways are you soft?
I tend to give them... I tend to feel sorry for them because I'm partially disabled.
Okay.
And I'm divorced.
Okay, yes.
So
okay.
I tend to compensate for not being able to do a lot of things with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's
but that's okay.
But Eva, you're doing your best, and yeah. That's not the soft parent. You're playing both hands there, Eva.
Yeah, I know, but it's just hard because they've trudled over me.
Oh, Eva, no.
All right, well, if you're listening, Eva,
she doesn't
kids,
like it. Do you want to be more hard line with your kids, Eva?
I do. When it comes to the Xbox and devices and things, they've got a time limit: 20 minutes on, and then they've got to get off, and then
20 minutes.
That's fair. That's enough for a couple of games of FIFA. Hey, Eva, how good would it be, and they'll never do it, if PlayStation and Xbox invented an app where parents could turn it off remotely?
Oh, I'm sure that could happen.
Thank you, Eva. Mary is from Kellyville. Who is the soft parent?
Definitely not me. I think it's a common thread through all these calls that all the males are the softer ones. But if you look up Daddy's Little Girl in the dictionary, that would be a picture of my daughter.
Oh.
I'm sensing some built-up resentment. Mary, please feel free to unleash.
Well, perfect example. Yesterday, my daughter had a little bit of a tantrum, so she went to the whiteboard and drew a picture of myself with a big cross across my face saying, I hate my mum. So, if that just pretty much sums up what happens in my household, I'm definitely the bad cop.
Oh, my God. That is she drew a picture of you put that's a cross hardcore through your face.
What could your husband or partner be doing better to support you?
Maybe find a new wife. I don't know. Yeah.
That is so
I don't want to rob myself tomorrow, Em, but I tell you what, doesn't Mary seem like the type of person that
we'd
like?
Yeah.
Mary?
Do you have tickets to my stand-up show yet?
No.
Would you like some?
Oh, anything to escape my kids, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Right answer.
It's sold out. Frontier Comedy and Today FM present the Emery Shiano Evil Queen Tour. Yeah. There's been a few seats released, but they've been snapped up.
They're
it's completely sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, you have a night to yourself. Well played.
Yay, thank you.
Go home and write that on the whiteboard. Stuff you lot, I'm going to him show. You can hear him at 4:30 apparently on this very station with Husey and Kate. And then television tonight, Husey, we have a problem on Channel 10. Straight after the jungle, bro?
Yeah, straight after the jungle. Going well in the jungle, so they're having a good time. So we're straight after that.
You're loving the show, are you? You just watch it every night?
Yeah. I watch quite a bit of the jungle. I saw David Oldfield get kicked out the other night.
Did you? What did you like last night?
What was your favourite part last night?
Last night, exactly, what was your favourite part?
Well, the challenge when they had to eat the stuff. And there were snakes and,
testicles.
Is that what happened? They were dressed as babies.
Yeah. Butler and the footballer were dressed as babies.
They were dressed as babies.
Jeez, this has gone downhill very quickly.
I mean, it looked somewhat odd. The English butler, he'd be used to that over there, wouldn't he?
I reckon.
With Prince Charles, I'm sure he used to have to make him dress up as a baby. Who knows what went on?
Sure, great.
No, I would imagine that.
The old human, it's the human crumpet rack.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant.
That's a classic.
The human crumpet rack.
That's a classic old British.
Should we explain that?
Nah. Google it. So.
Image? Am I Google Imaging
human
it?
Crumpet rack?
There you go.
I would.
Keep talking.
Crumpet rack.
Well, Google maybe you should call your show that and people might remember the name because we've had you on 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, so I appreciate the support, guys. Absolutely.
We appreciate you coming in. And we've been asking people when they win the money from your wallet, 13, 10, 60, how much money do you think Husey's got in his wallet? You're going to win it today.
It's a down day, by the way. I just want to see
people. It's a down day.
It's a down day.
Day. What happened?
I don't know what's happened. I just haven't gone to the pile lately.
The pile?
Do you have a pile of cash at your house?
No.
One of your houses? How many houses do you have?
Do you have a pool of cash? Do you just dive in there and swan about?
No.
How many houses?
I've got two.
How many houses?
Two.
Liar.
And a block of flats. A very small block.
Do you go in there and just like clean the pool on weekends and the block of flats?
Every now and then, you know, I drive past and just I hope they've like you know when people your people in your flat.
I hate it in the block of flats I own when they don't put their recycling out.
Well, they put
it's so annoying.
Look, is it hard rubbish day or not?
Oh, mate.
If it's not, take your mattress and bring it back inside.
As a property baron, I hear you. You just know I love about you. You're so relatable. You're an everyman. You know, John in Penrith is going, me too, Hughie, me too.
I tell you, this is, all right, it's an unrelatable. So I was on the dial for 7 years. So
come on, that was 30 years ago.
7 years on the dial, Em, 7 years.
Have you paid it back?
Oh, I pay every month, every week. No, but 7 years. So, but I remember once I'd come into a bit of money, I was with my mate CJ, you know, CJ.
Hi, CJ, great guy.
CJ hasn't had a job really properly for 30 years. But one, this is years ago, but I had a bag of money.
What do you mean a bag of money? Quantify. No, what size bag?
Well, it's just a bank size bag. You know, one of those little bags.
The Hessian sack. The small Hessian sack. The type of thing that the hamburger.
What are you, the sheriff of Nottingham?
The
hamburger. What the hell?
Yeah. Like the 1930s bank robber.
Oh, my God.
I kept putting my hand in this bag trying to get out a $50 note, but all I could get out was hundreds.
Oh, I hate it. Same. Me too, guys. Same. Said to
my mate CJ, who was on the dial, I said, this is really annoying
me. 1060.
On the dial for 7 years.
I know.
Oh, you can only play that so long, dude.
I can play the rest of my life. For a long time on the dial.
How much money does he have?
Just get a job, idiot. No one forced you to stay on the dial. No one tells you at gunpoint.
You can have a go at me for having no money. You can have a go at me for having money. I can't win with you, Em.
Oh, you know I love you. I told you you look nice in your shirt, your little keep cup, getting your coffee in your keep cup, doll.
1360, how much money does he have in his wallet? You're going to win that amount. And we are going to discuss his outfit and his keep cup because...
lots to talk about.
The new man.
The relatability just continues.
Yes. How much was that shirt?
It was not... I got the shirt, the jeans and the boots, and I got the boots for free. So they were apparently the cheapest item out of the three, which is interesting.
How much?
It was a couple of, it was, whatever. I've got any, it was.
1060 win. What's in Hughie's wallet next?
Hughie's with us this afternoon, 4:30, Hughie and Kate, and then tonight at 8:30.
8:40, I would say. Normally about
Don't do that.
8:30. Get them on early.
Yeah, get him in early.
But when they get sick of it, when they go, oh, maybe I got the wrong night and then flick off?
No, because they'll catch 10 minutes of the jungle, which is just going from strength to strength.
And there'll be a promo of you going, coming up next. That'll get them in.
Well, thank you. I mean, you guys know the science more than I do.
No, Dania knows all the demographies and all that sort of TV
stuff.
I do.
Do you know that you've come on, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 times to talk about this show, and we've never once talked about this show.
Thank you. Tonight, thank you, Grant. And Family Feud's going from strength to strength.
Isn't it what? You know what? Tonight you got Ida Buttrose on. Ida Buttrose is on your show tonight. She's got an issue with you.
She does, absolutely, because she is an agony aunt herself on her show, Studio 10, which I'll appear on in about an hour. So, and she got angry at me.
Did she throw a Brussels sprout at you?
She doesn't like me.
Do not mention Brussels sprouts, and I'm sure she will like you.
She doesn't.
Well, I'm sure
she flat out said it, told me to my face.
Did you?
Well, she's
badge of honour.
She doesn't pull her punches.
Ding Dong likes me.
Well, so you're on her side of the Brussels sprout.
I'm always, mate. I will be Team Ding Dong if she's holding the Brussels sprout in Ida's face, rubbing it, shoving up. I'll still say she's innocent. I love Ding Dong.
I was on their show a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned Brussels sprouts, and it was like my microphone had been cut out.
That's the safe word. That's the safe
good.
Word.
No one acknowledged
it. They just stared straight ahead. Let's move on. Well, let's move on ourselves to
Kate Langbrook's on the show tonight. By the way, I need to mention
Langers.
That. Yeah, Langers. Love
great
that job.
Woman.
Great job.
Let's go to the phones. How much is in Hughie's wallet? Roberta from Chipping Norton. Let's not forget Roberta. Two houses and a block of flats. No. How much in the wallet?
$25.
More than that, but you're not far out of the ballpark.
Yeah,
but it is more than that.
He said he hadn't been to the pile today, so you've got to keep that in mind. Peter. Peter from Wentworth.
Morning, guys.
Hello. First things first, you're going to watch Hughie's show tonight.
100%. I've got all my favourite people on radio right now.
What's it called, Hughie's show, television show, the one you're watching tonight?
I cannot remember. You put me on the spot and you make me all nervous.
But why is it funny, though?
And funny questions, and you have all the comedians on. Dead set, I have watched it, and I'm not lying.
Good, I don't want
baby
you to lie.
Baby goes to bed, and it's time to watch. Kate's funny.
They Toad's funny.
Kate, Kate is, and there should be more of Caitlin Brooke on television, quite frankly.
Well, that's all she's on tonight then. More. Tell your friends.
More of that.
Yeah, I'm happy to have her on whenever. She's very hard to get hold of.
She
honestly,
is. She's the elusive chanteuse.
I swear to God, with Caitlin Brooke in this show, when you do TV, you book your guests a fair way ahead, don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
2 days before she was meant to do an appearance, her manager rang production and said she's got a party to go to.
She didn't ring you.
She didn't ring me, and we're in the studio. I walk in the next day, think, do I mention it?
I love that.
Am I not invited to the party?
I love that her people rang your people. That's brilliant.
Peter, you were way too low. Let's move on to Claudia. Claudia from Castle Hill. Claudia, how much have you got in the wallet?
By Hughie's voice, I can hear that times are tough. Around 45?
Oh, she is actually... She's got it, $45.65. We're going to give that to her.
Are we?
Hey, you won,
Claudia. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're not going to go to the cent.
Yay!
Claudia, what's the name of the show, Claudia?
Come on, Claudia.
Yeezy, we've got a problem.
That's close enough. We have a problem. I'm going to credit
that.
Yeah,
that's close enough because...
We're going to round it up to 50.
Oh, 50 for that.
Jeez, he's lashing out, guys. I'm going to go to the pile.
Hey, we have had some trouble in the past, though. This is the... We'll put together a little montage just as a way of previewing your show.
Thank you.
Oh, some of the other, you have given these people your money, and this is how they've responded with when we've asked a question. What is the name of Hughie's show?
What's it called? One more time, Stacey.
Hughie's show.
What's that? Close enough.
I'm with Hughie.
Ryan, please plug Hughie's show. What's it called? And what time's it on tonight? What's
Come
it called?
On, let's do it, Ryan.
Oh, Dave Hughie's. What's your problem?
That's pretty close.
That's not bad.
Shanna, what is the name of Hughie's TV show tonight?
It's Hughie's... the space one. It uses a metaphor. I was just listening.
Yes, it's called Hughie's the space one. Yes. It's a metaphor.
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy.
Do